back from the narrow street, dingy and cheap in the gray afternoon light. Its red neon sign blinked on and off, the words, Dungeon of Horrors, reflecting in the puddles, turning the water to blood. "He's insane," Mrs. Thomas mumbled, peering gloomily from the cab. "I always knew he was, but I'd hoped by now he'd outgrown it." "How could you possibly know anything about Uncle Jake?" Darcy turned accusing eyes on her mother. "You haven't even seen him for years."
"I know what Alicia tells me, and she says he's a disgrace."
"Aunt Alicia thinks everyone's a disgrace."
"Darcy, I won't have you talking that way about my sister. She's a prominent attorney and very highly respected. It's no wonder Jake's a total embarrassment to her. He's always been a total embarrassment to both of us."
"It can't be that bad, Mom. And I'll never understand why you and Aunt Alicia won't have anything to do with Uncle Jake when he's your only brother."
"I've told you before, we never did have anything to do with Jake. After the divorce, he went to live with Father. We didn't even grow up together." She snorted in disgust.
"He's not our kind, Darcy. He never has been, and he never will be." "What is our kind, Mom?" Darcy said, then at the look on her mother's face, added hurriedly, "Well, I wish you weren't leaving me here. I don't like Aunt Alicia."
"Of course you do," Mom said impatiently. "She's just like me."
Darcy rolled her eyes, but Mrs. Thomas was mumbling again and didn't see.
"Believe me, Darcy, I wasn't planning on seeing Jake this time, but Alicia lives miles from town. You remember me telling you about that gorgeous country home of hers? And I only have 2 hours between flights. It was more convenient for her to pick you up here on her way home from work. And quit being so difficult, will you? Think of my happiness for a change."
"We always think of your happiness," Darcy sighed. "Mom, please, I don't want to stay with—"
"Oh, for heaven's sakes, just wait here a minute," Mrs. Thomas returned sharply.
"And stop complaining. Surely you can stand it with Alicia for a little while. It's not like I'm abandoning you."
Darcy watched helplessly as her mother got out and disappeared into the old building. For one crazy instant, she actually considered making a break for freedom. But since she didn't know where to run, she took her suitcase from the cab and went inside.
"What do you mean she was called away on business? She can't do this to me."
Darcy heard her mother's voice bordering on its familiar hysteria, and she looked curiously around the lobby as she closed the door quietly behind her. There were 2 other doorways, one hung with red beads which seemed to lead off into darkness, and another closed, but not muffling the raised voices behind it.
"And it's so nice to see you, too,"
a second voice responded dryly.
"After all this time, how can I be so lucky?"
"What kind of a place is this, anyway? And look at your face! What was it this time? Money again? Some crazy new deal of yours? A jealous boyfriend you had to settle up with? God, Jake, you are so worthless. Alicia must have been out of her mind. Does she really expect me to leave Darcy here with you till she gets back? Why didn't she call me?"
"She did, but you'd already left. And you're absolutely right. We both know how crazy Alicia's always been. Well, it was great seeing you. I'll just show you out."
"But I don't have anyone else to leave Darcy with, and I've got to get back to the airport."
"Gone through all your friends, huh? Down to the last desperate measures?"
"I'm on my way to Europe to get married. I can't take Darcy on my honeymoon."
"Especially when husband... Wait, what is it now? Number 4? 5? Gosh, it's so hard to keep up with your and Alicia's weddings. Anyway, especially when this husband doesn't particularly like the idea of having a kid around. Isn't that what Alicia told me?"